extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
It's unbelievable, the scenes in the US over the last few days, or week really. It's the Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron. What about a job where you turn up to work and you are attacked with tear gas? That is what Tim Arvier, a journo with Channel 9, has had to deal with in Minneapolis on the ground.
Where has been tear gas? That is ugly. Ugly scenes. It was inevitable. The protesters are refusing to meet back. The protesters, they are still staging here. It just goes to show you the level of frustration.
Well, obviously things are unfolding over in the States. We're waking up this morning to find out more. We're crossing to Tim Arvier in Minneapolis. Hi, Tim. How are you?
We're not bad. How are you?
Yeah, well, we're much better, in a better position than you are right now, Tim. What has transpired over the day there? We're obviously waking up. We want to hear the latest. What can you tell us from the States?
Well, look, you know, a lot of the violence has obviously spread right across different cities. And here in Minneapolis, we have seen a massive police presence come in, but there's also been, thankfully, a shift towards a lot more peaceful protests. And we are it's been 1 week, obviously, since George Floyd was killed. We're down at the spot where that happened, where the police officers knelt on his neck at the moment. There are memorials, lots of people coming down to pay their respects. And a few hours ago, Terrence Floyd, George Floyd's brother, came down to join the crowd. It was a really emotional moment for everyone, and especially Terrence. You can only imagine what he was feeling. He actually had to be physically carried over to the spot where it happened. And then he was virtually on the point of collapse. His friends picked him up, and then he gave a really moving speech calling for calm across America, saying George would be hating what was happening right now, and the way to get change is to protest peacefully. So hopefully that brings a bit of change around, and certainly we're seeing that here in Minneapolis. A lot calmer last night than certainly the last 5 nights that we've seen. Elsewhere, though, it's a bit of a different story. We've still got massive protests at the White House, and Los Angeles has just been incredible scenes there as well, which we saw here about 4 or 5 nights ago. It's just a continuation of what started here and is now spreading.
Hey, Timmy, it's Fev here, mate. I'm just wondering, I've been arrested a few times, but never at gunpoint. What was that like?
Look, it wasn't too bad in the sense that, you know, we get how nervous the police are. There's so much tension around. On that night, you have to, I guess, paint the picture. That when we were detained, that had followed several nights of just Minneapolis being set on fire. And police didn't have enough boots on the ground, and they flooded the streets, and they told everyone to be off the streets by 8 p.m, or otherwise you would be swept up in this show of force. Now, obviously, as journalists, we are exempt from the curfew, so we had been pulled over a few times that night and showed our press passes. It was all okay. In this instance, it was just one police officer who was a bit more nervous than the rest of them. They approached the vehicle, whether or not they could understand our accents, as we had our hands out the window saying press. And he just withdrew his pistol, so I think must have been to make sure nothing happened. They were a bit freaked out by the fact we were wearing bulletproof vests. I think they were a bit nervous about what might happen because of that. But once they handcuffed my cameraman, handcuffed our security guard, they searched us. We just tried to remain, obviously, very calm and keep the communication clear, and that's the best way to get out of these things, and that was fine. The police were very clear, thankfully, with their communication. Well, once they checked our credentials, they allowed us to move on and let us go.
Tim, we've got the audio of the moment here.
Put my hand down to take off my seatbelt.
Hey, you want to get the passenger out? Don't let him drop his hand.
Do me a favor? Yeah. Just turn towards the car?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have anything sharp on you, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is your passport? Sorry?
Is there a passport? Yes, there is. Yes.
Can
you
grab that?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
You can hear all the reason we're doing this is we're just doing curfew details. So
absolutely. Yeah,
no one's allowed to be out between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Honestly.
Just due to the safety. Yeah.
Wow.
Gee, now, Tim, you were also tear gassed. Can you tell me, what is tear gas like? How was that experience?
It's like having a really hot habanero chili cut in half and rubbed all over your face. Look, thankfully, the burning subsides fairly quickly to your eyes and skin. The worst part by far is breathing it in. And unfortunately, yesterday, there was that big protest after that truck had driven through.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Now, incredible scenes there. Mm. Now, we were on the scene there as police pushed all the protesters, and there were thousands of them, back off the highway. And we were in a section where there were several hundred, as they were sort of, police pushed them up the on-ramp. But then the protesters, they didn't want to move further back, so they linked arms and started advancing on the police slightly. We were on like a bank on the side of a highway, on the side of the highway, so we were off to the side, which normally, in normal situations with the police, you're okay there because you're away, you're not caught in the middle, you're not going to be hit by things being thrown. And unfortunately, again, the police are so on edge and treating the situation differently, they wouldn't let us stay there this time. So we had to run back through the tear gas, and there was a lot of it. And unfortunately, you know, if you saw the vision last night on the news, we got separated from the cameraman. So we were all covering our eyes. We couldn't see. And we had to run back through it again to sort of meet up and get back with our security team. So when you're running through it, unfortunately, you can only hold your breath so long.
Yeah.
Deep breath eventually.
We're watching you from over here doing a great job for Channel 9 News. Stay safe. Thank you so much. We might touch base with you again later this week and see how things are going.
No worries. Happy to chat. Thank you very much for the time.
And even as that chat was playing out with Tim Avier from Channel 9, Trump, because many had said, where is the president? Would it not be the right time to address the nation at the moment? Well, he has. Here is just one of many things that he has said in the last 10 minutes. This is Donald Trump on the situation in the U.S.
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
It's,
handling it well, isn't he?
It's a firm approach.
So you're half American. So
well, he doesn't run the police force.
But he runs the military, though, doesn't he?
He's not half American.
Well, I'm a US president.
My son's
American.
That's what I meant. I wasn't meant to
live there for 6 years.
I'm saying, you know what?
Well,
so the military he'd run, though.
I'm certainly no expert, but I can say Donald Trump doesn't run any police force. But as he said there, he will override police force. He will make a call to go over the top of all of that. But is that the tone? I mean, that can be discussed by other shows.
It's not the tone.
Is that the right tone right now?
What do you do? They're looting the shops. There's anarchy.
Does he run the military, though?
He runs the military, yeah. He can make a call on...
So if he says, like, because he said shoot the protesters,
well,
could he make that call?
Well, jeez, I mean, look.
God.
Well,
scary, man.
I think he can.
The situation will evolve across the day. And obviously, we'll be keeping you updated here on the Fox.
Lucky we've got ScoMo, eh?
Gee, he's done a good job, hasn't he?
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
So it's back Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7.
Hello, Australia. Are you ready for next Monday, 7:30? Welcome to my brand new house. I have searched for a new breed of housemate.
I'm a mum of two. People will never pick that I am a woodwork teacher.
I'm known throughout Adelaide as Adelaide's worst driver.
I'm really competitive in life.
AFL didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but Big Brother is something that I know I can win.
But nothing will prepare them for what I've got planned.
What are you playing at?
Ooh, how exciting, and more exciting than that, our good friend, Sonia Kruger. Woo-hoo. Son, how are you?
Hey, Fifi, Feb.
Hey.
Sonia.
Good, Son. How are you? Let's touch base. How was ISO for you? Did you get through it? Are you happy to be out and about again?
Look, I made sure I stayed pretty close to the refrigerator, see? So, I survived and then some. Yes, ISO was actually pretty good, although I did work through the first part of it because we were one of the only productions that kind of wasn't shut down.
Because they were in ISO.
Because they were in ISO, exactly. Plus, we were working, it's really weird, we were working at this place in Sydney called Quarantine Bay. Oh. How weird is that? Where they built the new Big Brother house and it's literally like 2 minutes from where I live. Somebody I just spoke to said, you didn't actually torch the place on the Gold Coast, did you? Because this one was more convenient. No, it wasn't me. Not me.
Nasson, how have they all gone? Like, talk us through. So you were filming and then lockdown happened. Now, did the contestants know? Did you have to tell them what was going on? What happened?
Yeah, we had to let them know, Fifi, because they had no idea. Neither did we, actually. When we started filming, you know, it was kind of, it was an overseas story. It hadn't really affected Australia. So, you know, as the situation developed, we realised that they needed to know. So they were informed, and we had a wellness officer stay in contact with their family, make sure that they knew everyone was okay, to give them that peace of mind. But we did have to shut down production for a couple of days because one of the crew members came into contact with somebody who'd tested positive. Ooh. So while she was being tested, we shut down production for 2 days, and they stayed in the house. They didn't leave. They stayed in the house. They watched movies. You know, they kind of had a couple of days off. They didn't have to do any challenges. When we came back, I said, listen, there was a bit of a brawl over some toilet paper in a shopping centre, and they were like, that is BS, Sonia. Like, they did not believe me
you
at all.
You wouldn't.
No. It sounded like a lie, as I was saying.
Hey, how did they go when you broke the news after the first step and the eviction? Because the evictions are different this year. Australia doesn't vote. They get voted inside the house. When you turned around and said the cameras weren't rolling, we need to do that again?
Oh, well, that's actually a really long story. But first up, with the evictions, there's an eviction every night.
Wow.
Every episode, there's an eviction. So it's one of those inescapable things, you know. So they're always on tenterhooks about it anyway. So people were saying to me, how does that work? But the way they've managed to structure the show, it's on 3 nights a week. So, and it'll run for the next 7 weeks. And the final eviction, Australia decides who wins the $250,000 tax-free. So there is an eviction every night. Now, what happened was that the hothead cameras, which, you know, there are like 65 cameras in the house. So they were still rolling, but some of the other cameras weren't. And essentially, it really didn't make it much of a difference at the end of the day. It was, you know, the outcome was the outcome.
Oh, right.
And nothing really changed.
Because it read like someone forgot to press record.
Son, we've all worked in television a long time. You'd hate to have been that cameraman who had to put their hand up.
That's right, guys. Oh. That's right. Well, I actually went in the next day, Fifi, and I went, okay, are we rolling? Too soon.
Hey, Son, you're talking 65 cameras. Is there a bedroom camera? How much does that get in, does that get any action?
Ooh. Well, of course, yeah, there are cameras in the bedrooms. There's cameras in the showers. Big Brother has this kind of awful habit of turning the showers off midway through a shampoo lather.
Oh. Yeah,
like,
no.
Why would you do that?
Exactly.
There's only one person that presses buttons, my buttons, particularly more than him, and that's my partner. But you know how somebody has that ability just to push your buttons and they enjoy pushing them? Well, that is kind of where Big Brother's at, this brand new reimagined series. There are cameras in the bedrooms. There's romance.
Ooh.
Oh, hang on.
I'm going to tip. I reckon it's Talia, Laura or Xavier. They all hook up. They're my tip.
I reckon it's Sophie and Chad. That's my guess. Now, Son, we're sitting here.
Somebody asked me if it was the 62-year-old and the 19-year-old.
That would be amazing.
We're ruling that out.
We're looking at the cast because the cast has been released and we've got their snapshots. Now, what we love about Big Brother every year, there are standout characters. Can you give us a tip for who, some personalities that we'll enjoy in there?
Oh, yes, I can. Absolutely, Fifi. Okay. You know how when they go into the house on launch night, we used to give them a standard Big Brother issued suitcase where they'd have to. Right, okay. So we went, no, you know what, forget that. Just bring your own luggage, okay? Because you can tell a lot about a person by the type of luggage. And I'm not being a snob. I'm just saying you can. Now, somebody rocks up with a backpack.
Ian.
It is Ian.
I just guessed. I can just tell.
So you're looking at a picture of this Ian bloke and you've gone, he must rock up with that.
100%. Okay. There's 20 people there and I picked it.
What's in that backpack that you will never in a million years be able to guess?
I reckon there's a boomerang.
Nope.
No.
I mean, Ian, for people playing along in the car or listening, Ian is wearing a Crocodile Dundee in Spider Cobra, and I think that's where Ferb's made these deductions.
Ian is a fossil collector.
Oh, wow.
He's a fossil collector.
I love Ian already. Okay, we're going to look out for him.
I love Ian.
You don't get them on Love Island, do you? Fossil collectors?
You don't get many of those.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you can answer this, Son, but is there any big surprises? Intruders? Because a Big Brother love intruders.
There are so many big surprises that there's not intruders, but
there's a twin.
Twists.
There's a twin.
There's definitely more than one twist.
Ooh. Oh, good sell, Sonia.
Good stuff. Good tease.
I tell you what, if anyone was on the fence, they're watching it now. This is good. All right, so it's Big Brother. It's the reboot. It's Monday night at 7:30 on Channel 7. I must admit, just the first couple of seconds of the promo here.
Hello, Australia. Are you ready for next Monday, 7:30?
Hey, is that a new Big Brother? That's not the...
Yeah.
That's a different...
Can I tell you, he's cute.
Hey, there we go. We'll be watching.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Every Tuesday night, we give you the chance to win $5,000 cash with virtual trivia.
We're also playing every day at 7 a.m. so you can pocket even more cash.
Listen up, because we're about to give you one of the answers for tomorrow. What is Kylie Minogue's sister's name? We'll reveal the answer in a few minutes.
Keep listening. It could score you some easy money. We'll be back straight after this on The Fox. She drives you home every arvo with Ed, Husey and Ed here on The Fox, but we managed to secure his services with Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Husey, Tuesday.
The better part of Husey and Ed.
Now, look, you're only saying that because I have been paying attention. They're saying, you know, which I've been hurt by for weeks, they're saying that Ed is their favourite part of Husey and Ed.
Well, you're our favourite part.
That's how they introduce him. Yeah, when Ed's on that show, they say, and welcome to have you been paying attention, our favourite half of the Husey and Ed show, Ed.
But then I think we've got Ed on in a couple of days. So then what are you going to say then, Phil?
Yeah, I'm going to say Husey's my favourite. Mate, there's no grey area here, mate.
There's a ball. You're actually right.
I've been on the Husey train since early 2000s when we used to hang out at Star Bar just down the road. I'd get hammered. Husey was drinking water.
I used to mentor Fev.
Yeah,
I said,
did. Stop Fev, drinking, Pierce, and play good footy.
Remember that year, Fev? We still remember that year.
Yes.
You really didn't drink for a whole year, did you? Is that right? Or was that
drink,
just a...
Yeah, I didn't drink for a whole year, and I played the best footy I probably played. I couldn't keep that up, though.
Of course not.
It was hurting my rep.
restrictions were obviously lifted yesterday. Have you been out and about? What have you been doing?
On Saturday, guys, mission to leave the house, or leave the suburb, and we decided to drive to the Redwood Forest, which I hadn't even heard about.
Mate, everyone's going to this thing on the weekend.
I saw you there. Actually, I saw that beautiful long shot of you and the kids. That was lovely.
So the Redwood Forest, it's near Warburton. So it's an hour and a half drive. That's an hour and a half of solid whinging from three children in the car. And we get to the gate, and guess what? Redwood Forest is closed.
Oh, no. Oh. Do you know why it was closed?
Why?
Because Pratt.
Richard Wilkins?
No, Pratt. Anthony Pratt
Anthony
was there.
Anthony Pratt.
Yeah, he was there. They shut it down.
For the busy board billionaire, they closed the forest.
He was there. He did this photo with a long thing. He was there. Yeah.
Are you telling me billionaires are hanging out at Redwood
Forest?
Mate,
I'm telling you. That's why I knew what he was talking about.
He's not going to cut it down for cardboard, is he?
I reckon it's some sort of Illuminati. Husey's going there too. There's something in this.
I couldn't get in.
Two billionaires.
They shut it, and it's like, you know what, they could have left a sign about 5 kilometres down the road at shut, but no, right at the door.
Or an hour on the way.
Exactly. It was really disappointing. So we actually parked our car in a sort of just in a back street trying to get our way to the Redwood Forest, like, you're not through the official channels, you know. So, but then the locals were really angry at people parking in their streets, and they were out in their porches going, what are you doing? Yeah, exactly. Your type isn't welcome around.
Did you have your security detail with you?
I didn't have a security detail, mate. I had my three children and my wife, so yeah. But it was all happening. But I've got to get to the Redwood Forest at some point. So we took a photo somewhere else of La La Falls. You ever been to La La Falls?
No.
This is all available for anyone in the Melbourne area. You can drive there, and you know, I'd try to check whether it's open or not. But La La Falls is a vegan thing. It's not a vegan thing, mate. It's a 2 kilometre walk, basically uphill.
So, is this a paid endorsement? Are you an ambassador for La La Falls?
No, they're being
Association. Are you working for Victorian Tourism?
What's going on?
Hey, Husey, just a quick one. Our beloved Blues, you're one of the number one ticket holders. I'm an ex-player. Now, they're auctioning off or they're selling. You can put your name on the back of a jumper.
I'm all in on this.
I'm all in on this too. And you've got lots of cash. So I was wondering if you could get Zach Fisher, who's number 25, and just get Favola written on the back just to...
Just put the pressure on him, yeah.
Put the pressure on him.
This is what this number used to do, Zach.
Are you going to do it?
Depending on the price, is it tax deductible? I don't know. I really want to get involved.
I would love for Husey to be on the back of Cripps because he'll get a lot of the footy.
And you should be; those people should be allowed in the ground, though. Like, you know, like socially distancing. Give me my own bay.
Yeah. Mate, it'd be amazing. I'll go on Josh Bootsma.
What's it supposed to cost?
I don't know, but if Husey's got enough cash, it'd be great.
How much would it cost?
I don't know. I might ring them today and find out because I would love to get Fifi Fevenbaron on the back of one.
Oh, there you go.
And then do advertising. Does the player have their name too? Or just their identity?
Yeah, no, but no one has their name anyway. It's just their number. No one has a name, but they're trying to get revenue for the footy club because they've lost with the people not coming. So they're selling off. And it's like advertising. Yeah. We can get Fifi Fevenbaron on the back.
And then do they actually rate the players though? So you would know as a player, you're only worth 10 grand.
Oh, yeah, you don't want someone that's a bench warmer.
Absolutely. Cripsy's going to be the most expensive. I'm going to get Husey and Ed. Well, like Husey.
I might get Eddie Betts. Eddie Betts.
Husey and Eddie Betts. There you go.
Imagine that.
17 minutes to 8. Husey, are we promoting anything else other than your drive show, the Savo? That's it. You're just doing that.
$5,000 trivia tonight.
Good on you. Hey, what are you going to wear tonight?
Mate, I look forward to this. I went as a pimp last week.
I know, I like
Cadbury
it.
Cadbury got on board and that wasn't family friendly apparently.
Oh.
I was a purple pimp, which is fairly...
Mate, I was a purple pimp. It was similar to my kit when I played on the footy show. You know that show we used to do?
Absolutely, yeah. So that was a pimp. I bought mine at Spotlight, actually.
Okay. Did you?
$29.95 to be a purple pimp from Spotlight.
Why don't you dress up as a... Like wear some like sort of... raunchy stuff.
All right, look, obviously trying to get a lot of hits for virtual trivia tonight, but I don't know if that would help.
G-string,
Fox.com.au for virtual trivia, which is you'll be on. All right, we better go before Fev says anything more.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Before the song, we asked a trivia question, and now we're going to give you the answer that could pocket you some cash.
What is Kylie Minogue's sister's name? Danny!
Remember that. We'll be asking the question tomorrow at 7 a.m.
It'll be easy cash. Good luck!
And don't forget to sign up for the Fox's virtual trivia for your chance to win 5K every Tuesday night. You can do it through the Fox app right now.
Do you know what I've realised? Now venturing out of the house, out of ISO, still spending a fair bit of time at home though. The new me, Fev, I'm a minimalist.
Yes.
Do you know, I realised I've left the house so rarely over almost a 2.5 month period, I don't even know where my handbag is at the moment. I'm not even kidding. I'm sitting next to you right now, 1.5 metres away. I have my car keys, I have my phone, and I have my lip gloss.
Good lip gloss.
Yep, runway room, there you
runway
go.
Runway room. Essentials.
Yes, but even when I came into work this morning, I'm like, yeah, it's a bit light on. Like I don't, and I thought about it. I love this. I love the new less baggage.
Yeah, you don't need
just
it.
Just rock up as who you are.
I spoke about this the other day. Wallets and bags.
They're done. I think they are done.
Well, yeah, but you just walked into the studio just carrying makeup. That looks weird. But
well, no, that to be honest, the lip gloss was in my pocket. Mm. I pulled it out to pop it on.
Okay.
Dry lips. But no, I've just got my phone in one pocket.
It's not,
my keys.
What else did you
in my
find
other
in that pocket?
Pocket. Well, no, I put my hand, I hadn't had this coat on for a while, just found some cash.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Who carries that sort of cash around and doesn't know it?
But this, you know what, I think I might do this.
Do you feel better?
I feel lighter, which is good. And I feel like I can't lose much. If I've only got two things to be responsible for, I can't lose things as much. Although you said the other day, I didn't know this. I know I've got an Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
And I know it's got a wallet, but I won't lie. I've just popped that. I've got a folder with irrelevant apps in it, and I popped the wallet in that.
Oh.
But apparently I can put all my money,
you
my
can do
cards
everything,
on
mate.
My phone.
Just a click like this.
And I don't need a wallet.
No, all you got to do, like you if you go to pay something, you just double click and it comes up, Face ID.
That's your MasterCard details.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have that.
It
doesn't get all the numbers.
A minimalist. I love it. I mean, it's going to be annoying when I need, like, nappies, but other than that.
No, but you've usually got the pram or something. You just chuck it in the bottom of the pram. You don't need to carry anything. It's a new way of life.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
I'm a minimalist too.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't carry a wallet.
No, you never did, though. No. See, I think this is a change.
I started the trend, like the photo bomb.
Well, you didn't start the photo bomb.
No, you did not start the photo bomb.
I don't want to get in this argument again because it's nearly time for Alpha Bucks and I don't want to get angry.
Okay. Well, back to the argument, though. You believe that back at the
VFL. I just said I don't
want
to bring it up.
We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
Hat on. I was standing behind Mick Martin and Wayne Carey and I photo bombed them.
But everyone had been doing that for years. Okay, we're going to have to get some footage.
Did they say, as they were holding up the Anzac Cup Premiership pre-season,
yeah.
And they were like, woohoo, and I went, photo bomb.
Did you say photo bomb?
Well, you don't know that, do you?
I know you didn't say photo bomb.
I think there's old black and white pictures of people photo bombing each other.
No, that's just people getting stuck because they were like, what's that, a camera?
But
I've never seen that before.
But I love now that Fev's actually instigated minimalism.
That's the fault.
Before the Japanese.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, I know this is a red rag to a bull, but I can't help myself. Feb, you did just say, and we went over the story that you've told many times, where you were the first person to ever do a photo bomb. What year was it? About 89, 90, 92?
Okay, keep going.
Yep. Well, it's just that I've got a photo here from 1853 and behind Sally Bedford, there is a guy doing a photo bomb.
Look at that.
That's not real.
1853.
That's a ye olde photo
bomb.
He's
popped his head in behind.
There was no cameras at 1853.
If there was
a camera, the bloke's going, what? Oh, Sarah, what's going on? I don't even know how to speak in the old days, but what's going on? That's not a photo bomb.
He's photo bombing the old
lady. He just accidentally hopped into that photo and gone, whoa.
No, that face, that is the face of a photo bomber. He's like, woo. If you could
hear
him.
Is that what he said, was it?
That's what they sounded like.
Woo.
That is a 19th century Brendan Favola.
That's not even part of the.
It is. He's poked his head around the corner to get in the photo.
How about we do this? To see the first ever photo bomb in recorded history, go to our Insta story right now.
So they can't. I'd love to ask them, but they're dead.
Okay.
So
that's a shame.
I win.
Fifi Fev Byron on Insta. 101.9
The Fox. Now, influencers, bloggers, we now know this is a career path and a lot of people do very well out of it. Well, a YouTube star over in the States is having an awful backlash at the moment. She is a mummy influencer, like a mummy blogger. So she's got 700,000 YouTube subscribers, 162,000 followers on Instagram. She's got she's got a perfect family. Yeah. She's got four biological children. And then in 2017, she went to China and she adopted this adorable little boy who is now four, but she has just rehomed him. So she's been slammed heavily for this. She adopted him. They have since found out that he has medical needs that they weren't aware of when they brought him home. So he's autistic, he's nonverbal, and they decided that he wasn't right for their family anymore. Now, here is Mika. She's obviously received a lot of criticism for this because she did do a post on the weekend and I saw this. I was aware of it. And I think she thought because she was justifying it that she'd smoothed it over, but she's had a terrible backlash and this is her justifying her decision.
The medical professionals, the agencies, multiple people have been allowing for Huxley to spend time with some different people to see and to make the perfect match and fit for his now new forever family. From the updates we've gotten from the agency and through the adoption agency, like, they were able to place him in what they felt was literally the perfect match. When we met, like Jimmy said earlier, when we got Hux, we didn't know a lot of these unknowns. And when agencies or adoption agencies have more pieces to the pie, or they have more pieces, it makes the matching process a little better.
This poor little boy, he's already been displaced. He's been taken from China and whatever situation he was in there. He's been rehomed. He's in a home. He's got little brothers and sisters. He's got a mum and dad.
You couldn't
and
live with yourself.
Then he's been given away. Now, she can justify it all she likes. The truth is, there are unknowns with your own children. Imagine if your child has an affliction and you decide, oh, this isn't what I signed up for. Can somebody else please step in and take over? That's not parenting. And the irony that she is a mummy blogger, Fev. Mm.
Well, she's done this just for the fact that she wanted people to go, oh, well done, adopting a kid, you're a hero.
Yeah, but if you want to put yourself on a pedestal as a great mum, great mum is right. This is a time of adversity. We've got some battles here and we're going to overcome them. And the message that she sent
to her kids.
It's horrible. And you know what? It's funny. I'm going to say this. I'm so glad that little boy's out of there, though. Mm. Like, you know, his new forever home, the way she said that, it sounded like a puppy.
Yeah.
Like,
a pet. Is it?
It's such a horrible story.
This is an amazing story. What's she teaching her own kids? Like, if it gets hard, give up.
Oh, exactly.
Like, you can't do that. And what questions are they asking? Oh, where's our little brother gone?
Well, I know. However, they're going to justify it within their own family. But she's lost.
Poor little munchkin.
The upside to this is she's lost all of her sponsorship. So anyone who was she was paid by about four big companies over in the States. I just think.
Well, I hope that little boy goes to his new family and becomes a little superstar.
I'm sure he will. You know what? Just be loved.
And just be happy and loved. Because obviously they didn't love him.
Well, that's the message. Mm. So I'm not perfect. So you don't want
me. No one's perfect.
This poor little thing. Mm. Anyway, that's a story of influencing gone bad.
It's a sad story.
Sorry about that.
Mm.
Well, just take a break.
Sure is.
Get Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks. 101.9 The Fox.